Moose Mountain Provincial Park. For all her life, Pat Butler has battled against the odds. Born in Saskatchewan, she lived in British Columbia and Manitoba for many years before retiring and returning to the Moose Mountains. Butler lives at her home in the park. Around noon on February 24, Butler was at home when her daughter Pam came to visit. Pat Butler suddenly felt weak, and her arms went numb. Her daughter had read an article written several years ago reminding everyone that a woman experiences heart attacks in ways different than men. The younger Butler immediately called 911 as her mother crumpled to the floor. Pat was having a heart attack. "I honestly can't remember much," said the 81-year-old Butler. "But, with information provided to me from Pam, I can provide some details." Supreme Ambulance of Carlisle arrived at my home very quickly. I was transported by ambulance to the Arcola Health Center. By 3:30 p.m., I was being transported by the STARS helicopter to the Regina General Hospital. I was operated on later that day. I remember being very cold and that they had a hard time finding a vein for the IV. They inserted two stents in my right coronary artery. On Saturday, I was able to get out of bed on my own. Around noon Sunday, I was discharged. Grandson Ben St. Marie and his girlfriend Holly drove me home and I slept in my own bed at Kenosi that night. Butler has a complicated medical history and is amazed she has lived to become an octogenarian. She was born in 1941. In 1965, Butler was diagnosed with cervical cancer. She has had many operations including one in 1974 for a ruptured bowel. In 2001, Butler discovered she had lung cancer. The tumor located in the bottom of her right lung was removed and no chemotherapy or radiation was needed as the cancer was caught in time. "In 2019, I hurt my back. I have suffered from excruciating hip and leg pain since that time and have really struggled. But you know, something good happened when I had my heart attack. I no longer have that pain." Butler also has family history she can relate to regarding air ambulances and helicopters. "In the late 1950s, my father Ed McCullough suffered a severe stroke. He was airlifted to Saskatoon when an air ambulance airplane landed at the Wawota Ball Diamond. That air ambulance saved my father's life and he lived more than 30 years. Like my father, I too am a survivor. Three different types of cancer and a heart attack. Neither of us would have lived without our local healthcare. I am so grateful to the ambulance EMTs, the staff at our local hospital, and the wonderful STARS helicopter crew that got me to the fabulous doctors in Regina," added Butler. Two Bits and I are looking forward to another wonderful summer at beautiful Moose Mountain Provincial Park.